Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, we are up to the third shiur in volume 18 of the Tzorba Mirabanan on Hilchos Shabbos. We're in the middle of the 18th volume, the Lax family edition of the Tzorba Svarim. This volume, as we mentioned, is dedicated Lili Nishmas Yakir Hexter and David Schwartz, two soldiers who gave their lives al Kiddush Hashem. And this shiur is sponsored by Rami and Rebecca Leifer in memory of Captain Daniel Peretz, Zechrono Levracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, who was Moser Nefesh for Am Yisrael on October 7th. He fought valiantly and died al Kiddush Hashem. All the learning should be a zchus for his and aliyah for his neshama. So we get into Shehiya. The world of Shehiya, as we have had the past three shiurim, have been Bishul D'Oraisa and issues relating to Bishul D'Oraisa. Now we start the next three shiurim of Bishul D'Rabbanan. Bishul D'Rabbanan, there are three topics related to Bishul D'Rabbanan: Shehiya, Hachzara, or something called just Chazara for short, and Hatmana. Shehiya, Hachzara, and Hatmana. What do these three have, and what do they encompass? Shehiya is how we leave food on heating sources before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. Hachzara, how do we return food onto heat sources on Shabbos? And Hatmana, insulation, that is before and after. What is the issue? The issue is, for Shehiya, as we will learn, the issue is if I leave food on a fire or on a heat source before Shabbos, it could be that I'm going to see maybe it's not fully ready. Maybe I want it to get ready quickly. And then I might come to stoke the flame. I might come to adjust the flame in order for the food to cook faster. That's why Chazal asserted as a fence, as a siyug, you have to do it in a certain way to remind you that it's Shabbos. Because you might remember it's Shabbos, but you might, without thinking quickly, be mechate b'kacholim, as the language is given in the beginning of the third paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. Shem Yechate, as it's known. You might come to stoke. That's according to most Rishonim, and that's the issue of Shehiya. And we'll learn the details. Hachzara, which by the Shem will be the next year, that has to do with how one places food or returns food onto a heat source on Shabbos. And that, according to most Rishonim, is not Shem Yechate, but it's more Mechzi Kimevashal. Does it look like cooking? That's the Issur D'Rabbanan. Hatmana, as we'll learn, that has to do with before Shabbos and on Shabbos. And there are differences between the two. Whether I insulate in a source that just retains the heat, that's a Machzik Chom, or one that adds heat, Mosif Heva, that it's even on a heat source. And that's a difference between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. But today we start with Shehiya. On page 119 is when the third shiur in this volume starts. That's what we're going to start with. And again, the notes just remind us of a couple of institutions and definitions that we have to be familiar with. There are different levels that a food is in its development. We have raw food. Then as it starts cooking, it gets to be ma'achol ben drusoi, which basically means edible. Literally, the food of ben drusoi, who was a bandit in the days of the Talmud, who always had to eat on the run. He couldn't just relax, and that has halachic significance. We'll see. Machloka is a third or a half cooked. Then once it goes past ma'achol ben drusoi, then it becomes fully cooked. Mivushal called tsarcho, that's the next level up. But even mivushal called tsarcho, there are two levels. There's mitztamik v'yafilo, when it's fully cooked, but as it cooks more, it gets even better. Mitztamik, it gets smaller sometimes and contracts, but it's v'yafilo, it's still good for it. Mitztamik v'yafilo. And then there's mitztamik v'ralo. It reaches a level that any more cooking will just make it worse. So those are the different levels, from raw to macho ben drusoi to fully cooked, mitztamik v'yafilo, fully cooked, and mitztamik v'ralo. And that, of course, is all by solids. By liquids, we discussed this back in Bishul D'Oraisa. So we discussed Yad Soled Esbo. That's how you determine by liquid. It has to do by temperature. And we discussed then what exactly is the temperature. Good. So with that background, we get into Shehiya. And the secret of Shehiya is the machlokes tanoim between Chananya and the Rabbanan. It's a machlokas quoted in the beginning of the third parak of Masecha Shabbos. If you look in the Mishnah Brura has a hakdama to Simin Reish Nun Gimel, which is all about issues of Erev Shabbos and Shehiyah. And he quotes from the Sefer Machzla Shekel, who quotes this machlokas. So let's see what the machlokas is. It relates to, there are details about how the Gemara in the beginning of Kira fitted into the Mishnah there, but what's important for us, Lamaisa, is just to know what the machlokas is. What's the machlokas? So if you look in the on page 121 in the third line, Shehiyah Mikri, what is Shehiyah? Shenosein Tavshil Me'erev Shabbos, Al Gabi Kira, where I put a cooked item on Friday, on a kira, on an oven, lo derech hatmana, not insulated, it's not totally wrapped up. That'll be topic three. V'umanicha omed al gabi kira, and I leave it on an oven. U'b'shabbos noto me a kira, and on Shabbos I take it. That's Shehiyah. Well, how am I allowed to leave stuff on before Shabbos? So Shehiyah obviously has to be drabanan, right? There's a rule. You can't be violate, one can't violate chil Shabbos daraisa unless you do an act on Shabbos. Even if you do an act on Shabbos, it might only be drabanan. But the other way for sure works. If I don't do an act on Shabbos, I'm for sure at most only violating a Derabanan. I can't violate a Daraisa, B'Shev Altasa of Hilcha Shabbos. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, again quoting here in the Hakdama, Machlokas Chananya and the Rabbanan. Chananya holds, Chananya the Tana holds, that as long as a food is Ma'achol Ben Drusoy, as long as it's edible, when Shabbos starts, there are no limitations. I could leave it on an open flame before Shabbos. No limitations. That's the Shita of Chananya. If it's not edible, then I'm not allowed to leave it on an open flame unless I do what's called garafakatum. Either I cover the flame as a reminder, oh, it's Shabbos, I won't come to stoke, or I sweep away the coals. I do something to the heat source to remind me that it's Shabbos. So if it's not Machol Ben Drusoy, I really want to get this cooked by the time Shabbos comes, I want to eat it tonight. So there's a worry that I might come to stoke the coals. But if it's already edible, says Chananya, it's already Machol Ben Drusoy, then there's no worry. It's already edible. We're not worried. Chazal weren't gozer in that case that there would be an issue, a worry, a concern. And then you have the shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, no, no, more machmir. Even if it's machol ben drusoy, you cannot put it on an open fire. It has to be what's called garafakatum, covered or swept out, which basically means covered flame. Right? You have to have a covered flame, even if it's machol ben drusoy, all the way until what? Mevushal kol tzarcho? No, not even that. It has to be beyond mevushal kol tzarcho, even if it's fully cooked, if it's mitztamik v'yafilo, if it's getting better, the Rabbanan still say you cannot leave it on an open flame. You have to put it on a covered flame. Once it's covered, so then everything's good. If a covered flame, then you could put something on the fire of a covered flame, even if it's not machol ben drusoy. Because it's covered. We're not worried about anything. And the whole thing is an issue of Derabanan, and the Rabbanan aren't gozer, Shema Yechata, you might come to adjust if the flame is covered. But when am I allowed to leave stuff on the fire if it's not covered? Reb Chananya says, once it's machol ben drusoy, that's good enough. And the Rabbanan are more machmer. No, no. Only if it's mitztamik viralo. If it's getting worse, that's the only way. Right? And these two deos are both quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Vehein, finishing up on page 121. Vein shtei deo shuva b'shulchan Aruch b'simen zed dea aleph yadas harifah harambam. Vayesh omrim shemevi mechaber b'sof sif aleph hudas Rashi v'tosfas. The Rambam and the Rif paskin like the Rabbanan, Rashi and Tosfos paskin like Chananya. So with all that background, the Mishnah, just to give a little taste of where this machlokas is brought up, the Mishnah, the beginning of Kira, Lamed Vav Mabes, you have it there in source number 2, on page 122. Kira Shisiku Abakashu Begvava, a Kira, which is one type of oven. There are three types of ovens in the Talmudic times. Tanur is the hottest. It has room for one pot, then it's smaller. And a Kira has room for two pots, so it's not as hot. Kupach is another type. So Kira Shisiku Abakashu Begvava, a Kira that you heated with straw and stubble. Nosem Alat Tavshel. You could put a Tavshel on it. So the big question of the Gemara, is this before Shabbos? Is this on Shabbos? Very not clear. And the Gemara goes through how each Shita, Chananya, the Rabbanan, would understand the Mishnah. On Shabbos, before Shabbos. Gefes of Eitzim, lo yitain. If it's Gefes or Eitzim, if it's the Psoles of the grapes and the wood, then you're not allowed to put it on Achi Yigrov until you swept out the coals. Or you cool it off, you put on cold dirt or cold ash. And the Gemara wonders, lo yitain, does that mean lo yachsir? Is that on Shabbos or is it lo yitain even before Shabbos? So that's a machlokas and in the Gemara. And again, machlokas chanani the rabbanan, how to understand the Mishnah. Lo maisa, who do we paskin like? As we just said before, machlokas Rambam Rif, Rashi Tosfos. The Rambam in source number 3, Ketzad, tavshil shelo bishul kol tzarcho, a tavshil that was not cooked fully. Remember, machlokas Rashba Rambam also. The Rashba says that there's no bishul daraisa once you get to machlo bedrusai. The Rambam, no, all the way to mavushul kol tzarcho. So tavshil shelo bishul kol tzarcho, the chamin shelo huchmu kol tzarchan. Oh, tavshil shelo bishul kol tzarcho. Even if something is fully cooked, the chosman shem it's tamik hu yafilo, but it's still getting better as it cooks more. Ain mashino so agaba eish b'shabes. You cannot be masha. You cannot do shia. You can't leave it. You can't leave it on an open flame before Shabbos if it's still getting better. Afal pisha hu nach mivod yom. Even if you leave it there before Shabbos, gezera shem yechate b'gecholim. Maybe you might come to stoke the coals kedei lahashlim bishulo or kedei latzamko because you want to complete the bishul or you want to get it better. As long as it's getting better, there's a worry. Lefichach, says the Rambam, im garaf ha'esho shakisa eishakira be'efer. Therefore, if you swept away the fire, or you covered the fire with cold ash, o b'na'ores ha'pishton adaka, o she'imamu gecholim, or you put them out somewhat, you did some type of hecker that you will remember that at Shabbos, and it'll take you some time to, you know, light the fire to, and then by that time you'll remember at Shabbos, ha'rezeh mutu l'sha'os aleha. As long as you did this type of ma'isa, it's good. You can be masha. Shari siach daito mizeh atavshel, because you already took your das away from the tavshel. Vein gozen shem yechate beish. There's no gzera of shema yechate. That's the Rambam and that's the Rif Pasin, like the Rabbanan. As long as it's getting better, you can't leave it on an open fire. And Rashi, unusual Rashi Paskins. Rashi hardly ever Paskins. We have a little bit in Masechah Shabbos, a couple of times in Masechah Chulin also. Rashi Paskins. But Rashi here in Shabbos Lamed Zayin, at the end of the sugya, Rashi says, "Anan de mashinan kedir agabi kira she'ina grufa." We, our minug, says Rashi here in France, that we put pots on ovens that are not garuf, that are not covered up. Ad chananya samchinan. We're relying on chananya. Because the pashup shot of the Mishnah is like Hananya, even though it was mavusha kol tzarcho. So that's the Rambam and the Rif versus Rashi and Tosfos. And again, like what the Gemara said on Daf Lamed Avav, depending on who you hold like will be how you interpret the Mishnah, that even translates later on. There's a Gemara, Shabbos Yudches, back in the end of the first parak. The Gemara says, source number 5, Bashil Shaper dummy. If it's bushel, you can leave it on. Bushel below bushel, usser. But if it's bushel below bushel, then it's usser. What does this mean? So the Beis Yosef says, well, it depends if you're Rashi and Tosfos. If it depends if you're the Rambam and the Rif, you can interpret this. Says the Beis Yosef in Me'ata. Ha damrinan beso perakama. Bushel shaper dummy. Bushel below bushel, usser. What would the Rif and the Rambam say? You know what that means? Bushel shaper dummy. Bushel means it's totally cooked. And any more would be worse. Misamik veralo. That's what it means. Bushel is shaper dami. According to the Rif of the Rambam, even if it's getting better, as long as it's getting better, it's still usur. That's all called bushel v'lo bushel. Bushel v'lo bushel means it's cooked, but it's not fully cooked, and it's fully cooked, and it's not totally reached the highest level. So that's what's usur. Bushel, but real bushel, totally fully finished. So that's going to be mutter, right? So, and then Rashi and Tosfos would say, no. What does it mean? Once you get the machlo medrusai, you're good. So bashel mutter, bashel means once you get the machlo medrusai. That's how they would interpret. Bashel velo bashel is before that. Is before that. So machlok has how to understand it. As we said, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Both opinions. So the rule usually is that the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, and he doesn't quote it as Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim. He quotes one as Stama, and then the second one as Yesh Omrim. The usual rule is he paskins like the first one. So here he paskins, he quotes the Rambam and the Rif first. He quotes the Shita, the Rabbanan first, and then Hananya second. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And Reishon and Gimel, Reishon and Gimel Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch in source number 7. Kira, Shiyasuya Kikdera, Vishoftan Alpia Kedera Lamala. You have an oven, and then you put a pot on top of the oven. Yeshba Makam Shvita Shtei Kederos, and there's room for two pots. That's a Kira. And again, we're going to see how all this translates into our kitchens. But meanwhile, this is all the background. Aser, you can't put a tashel on there. Bibod yom lashos aleha ela imkein is tashel called sarcha v'mitzdamik v'ralo. Only if it will be bad if you keep it on, which is very, very few things. Why would you keep it on if it's getting worse? If it's burning, only there do you not need a covered fire. Delek alamecha shem yechata. Avol nespashel ksasvol nespashel called sarcha. But if it's somewhat cooked, but it's not fully cooked. Even if it's fully cooked, but it's mistamik v'yafilo, chashinan shem yechate. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in the name of the Rambam and the Rif, in the name of the Rabbanan, that's a problem. Shem yechate v'asol ha-shahoso, and you have to cover it. That's the first shita of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim, turning the page to page 126. V'yesh omrim, shekol shen espashol kamachlo ben drusoy. If anything is cooked, machlo ben drusoy, or even if it's mutar lahashoso. Mutar lahashoso, one is machlo ben drusoy. Rama, forwards. V'nogu lahakel kesvar achrona. The minog is lahakel. So, seems like it's a machlokas machaber and the Rama. Though the machaber quoted both opinions, seems like he quotes like the first one, say, Hili's machmir. So, Svaridim would have to follow the Shulchan Aruch like the Rabbanon. Unless it's fully cooked and it's samik viralo, you have to leave it on a covered fire. You can't leave anything on an open fire before Shabbos. And according to the Rabbanan, according to Chananya, the Ramah, one could be Mekel. The Bir Halacha notes, though, the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe even Ashkenazim should be Machmer L'Chadchila. Because he says, look at the language of the Rush. Right? Rashi Tosfos in the Rush. So he quotes the language of the Rush. And this Rush has spanned much literature. The language of the Rush, he quotes it in source number 8. Mipnesha Yisrael Adukim. The mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. This is the Rosh on that Gemara in the third parak in Shabbos. Because the Jewish people are aduk, they are stuck. They are involved in oneg Shabbos. Ubevadei lo yishmulo. They're not going to listen if you tell them to be machmer like the Rabbanan. Al kain, therefore, hanach lehem li Yisrael. Leave him. Leave them. Let him do it. So is that a lechadchila lashon or a bidyeva lashon? The pasha pshat that sounds like is like, you know, we'd like to tell them, but they're osik in onik Shabbos, and what can you do? Don't tell them like mutav shei shogegin. That's what it sounds like. So that's what the Bir Halacha says. He thinks this is just a bidyeved. Really, lechadchila, we should really be machmer like the Rabbanan against Chananya. That's how the Bir Halacha understands. Not all. There's a chazonish that's not in front of you. There's a chazonish that seems to say no. This is the rush. Hanach lahem, because that's what you should do. And that's the halacha. And therefore, you don't have to like try to outsmart the Ramah. The Ramah says lakula, you can go lakula like Chananya. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha, you should lechadchila try to do like the Rabbanan. Which means basically everything, even if it's edible, but you want to leave it on the fire, so you should cover the flame. You should cover the flame before you cover the inside so that it could be... It could be Yotze, the Shita of the Rabbanan. There is a question that the post can deal with, that there's another Shulchan Aruch. And the question is, how does the Shulchan Aruch relate to what we just said? The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Nun Dalid, in the next sif, in source number 9, that you're allowed to take raw fruit and put them next to a pot. Perishin echalim chayim. There's even a picture on the bottom there. Perishin echalim chayim. Fruit that can be eaten raw. So if it can be eaten raw, so that's similar to, the Gra says, machlo ben drusoy. It's edible right now, but you're just going to cook it more. So the Shulchan Aruch says, perishin echalim chayim. Mutter litnam sabi vakdeira. You can put it around the pot. Af api she'i efsha she'yitzlu kodem chashecha. Even though they're going to get roasted. Right, you're putting some vegetables, you could have a pepper, I don't know, and you're going to have roast pepper, you're going to have roast vegetables. So, why are you allowed to do this? So, some say, the Vilna Gaon says, here the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Chananya. Right, because raw is like Machlo Ben Drusoy, and he says you don't need a cover. You don't need a cover from before Shabbos. So, that's how the Gra understands. Source number 10, Kivin Sheruyin Lachlan Chayim Lo Gara Mi Machlo Ben Drusoy. And Machlo ben drusoy is mutter. That's only according to Chananya. So how do you understand this? So according to the Yalkut Yosef, says, the Shulchan Aruch was choser bo. He quoted both opinions. He gave the impression earlier that he passed him like the first one, because he put that first. But it must be that he was choser bo. You look in source number 11, and therefore he says, the minag of Sfardim is also to be mekel like the Chananya, like the Ramah. Minag of Sfardim kisfar harishonu, mashim be'er of Shabbos, tashu kiniskar, al gabe eish gluya. The question is, What do you do? So he says he thinks that he was chozer bo. The end of source number 11, turning the page, he says, Maran chozer bo. B'simen reishin and dalet, siv dalet. And therefore, al-kapanim mikan smach l'menag ha-svardim. Ha-mekilim mahashos, those svardim who are meka like the sheet of Hananya, that once is machlo ben drusoi, you don't need a covered fire, there is what to rely on, because he thinks that maybe the Shulchan Aruch was chozer bo. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says, chas v'shalom. The Shulchan Aruch was not chozer bo. He didn't say. He would have changed it. He wasn't chozer bo. The fruit case is not anything to do with Hananya. The fruit case is a case where you're not putting it directly on the fire. And maybe there's nothing to adjust. That's the case. The Mamar Mordechai Eliyahu, source number 12. There's no chitui possible. You're putting it next to a hot pot. There's no fire involved in that case. But he was not chozer bo. L'maisa, though, to sum everything up, it seems like even the Shulchan Aruch might hold of it, maker adin, and the Ramah is mako, but the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, maybe we should be machmer. It seems like lechatchila, as the Shmir Shabbos says in the source 13, summing up, we should be machmer like the Rabbanan lechatchila, which means even if something is edible, and even if it's fully cooked, but if it's going to be mavash, mistamik v'yafalo, if it's getting better, if it's a chalent that gets better overnight, so then one should only leave it on a covered fire. If you can't, you can't. You can rely on Hanani, make your adin, but that's lechatchila. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Since there are many different details, regarding leaving the pot al gabia ishmeir of Shabbos, tov lahakpid. It's good shekal tavshil ye mavushal kol tzarcha meir of Shabbos. It's good that the tavshil should be cooked kol tzarcho meir of Shabbos. Number one, vishak kedera tinatin al gabia ishmechusen, that is put on a covered fire lufnei kisas la Shabbos. You don't run into any issues. It's fully cooked. It's covered. Vuadin basher lamayim. Let's put a water in beforehand. Fine. That is the Me'ikir Hadin. So what about, before we get into Lamaisa, our kitchen today, Shehiyah in contemporary kitchens, two other issues to bring up. Number one, there's something called Kedera Chaisa. There's a heter called Kedera Chaisa that means raw. Something raw. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches, quotes this heter. And that is, this whole issue of Shemi Yechata, because you might come to stoke the coals and forget it Shabbos for a second because you want the food to be ready quicker. But what if, for sure, we know you have a Hesach Hadas, which is what the heker is supposed to be by covering the flame. You have a Hesach Hadas, so you're for sure not going to touch the food till, you know, the whole night. How do you have that? Kedera Chaisa. What if right before Shabbos you take a piece of raw steak and you throw it into the chalent? So that, you're putting in a piece of raw, it's going to take hours to cook. Hours and hours. So the Gemara says there, Shabbos Yilches Mabez, by Kedera Chaisa, you're allowed to put a piece of raw meat, raw something in, and everybody will agree that that's mutter. Red Hasha, Damarma, let's read it. Gzeira Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. Once we say that the issue of Shehiyah is you might come to stoke and adjust the flame. Hi Kedera Chaisa, but if it's totally raw, Shari Lanuche Erev Shabbos and Chashecha B'Tanura. You can leave it on raw Kedera. My time away. Kiva Delo Chazi Lo Urta, since it's not going to be ready tonight, no matter what you do. Even if you make the flame higher, it's raw. Asuche Masach Dai Timinei. He's Hesach Hadas. He takes his mind away. Veloasi Lechud Yibigacholam. You're not going to come. You're not going to come to be Chod Yibigacholam. That's what Rashi says there. Devade Chaisa Lavadai Tilamich Lalorta. You obviously have no covenant to eat this tonight. You just put a piece of raw steak in there. Umisham Lamachar. And for tomorrow, it's going to get ready anyway. Loasi Lechatuya. You don't have to worry about adjusting for tomorrow because it's going to be ready anyway. Yeshla Shahus Gadol. And that heter is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Reishon and Gimel, in the Simen that we were just talking about the Shehiyah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shahayachai Shalonis Bashal Klau, Kivan Shuchai Mesiach Daitim Menu Alamachar. Sounds great. So we don't have to worry about Shehiyah right before Shabbos. We should make an announcement and say, throw in something raw into the onto the pots. No problem. Two problems why this is not Solomaisa today. Number one, the Aruch HaShabbos quotes from the Chazon Ish, who says it could be that, when does the cooking process start? Right when something gets very, very hot. Yasola Dizbo. So if you put a piece of raw something in, I don't know, you're not going to wait till the end of the 18 minutes. We spoke about this already, Banish Mashus. So you'll do it before. You'll do it, I don't know, half an hour before. By the time Shabbos starts, it's probably going to be Yasola Dizbo already. So says the Chazon Ish, maybe that's not called Chaisa. Maybe that's not called raw anymore. Derech HaShabbos, the Rav in Yerushalayim today, quotes this. Ela ba'ofan she'atavshol yagia l'shir she'yatzo ledes bo rak b'samach l'shkiyas hachama. V'lo kodem l'chein. Shem yagia l'chom. If he gets the yatzo ledes bo, b'shar mukdem es yoser, before Shabbos actually starts, azai b'hagia sh'ashkiyah kfar hiskil abishul ve'ein zu k'dei rechaya. That's not called a raw pot, and therefore maybe this is... We're not going to put it in so close. That is one big limitation, while it might not be lemaisa. But the bigger limitation is the following, that most poskim assume our heating elements, our ovens, our crock pots, they cook much faster. You put in a raw piece of steak right before Shabbos, in 3 hours from now, it's probably edible. Were you mesach das? Maybe the whole idea of Keder Chayza doesn't apply today because our cooking is much, much quicker. Look in the Piskei Tshuvas. Avol mufitz naya bishul v'chol mo'esh, motzi tachas hakedera. If all the conditions of the bishul there is today, yesh be'efshor she yisbashul kol tzarcha watzudas halayla, it's possible that it could be cooked by tonight in a couple of hours. Also lashoso agabe eshin emechusa. Right, then you can't. The heter kdei chaisa, it can really be used today, and this is what said by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Nissim Karelis and Rav Yosef Elio Henkin. All of them say nowadays our cooking goes much faster, and you can't just say kdei chaisa and you are mesiach das. That's what he writes in Source 19 on page 132. Lefi daiti ein lanu lismoch al heter shel kdei chaisa betanurim shelanu. You can't rely on it because the mitzias has changed. This is a classic example where. You read the Shulchan Aruch, but you have to know the halacha doesn't change. But sometimes the application of halacha changes. The Shulchan Aruch says, put in a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, you're good to go. What do we say? No, you can't do that. Because our heating elements have changed. It cooks much faster. Right? We're talking about why you should limit the Issur D'Rabbanan, but now you shouldn't limit the Issur D'Rabbanan, because there's no Hesach Hadas. So says the Rav Henkin, I will afi daiti, ein lanu lismach al heter shokadei rechaisa. Bishul betanurim shalanu. Agabi pach shone harbe mi bishul shalem. Our cooking is much different. Va bishul shalem ayashoe kama shows b'chalof. And it took many, many hours. V'lachin lo hayachshash. There was no chshash. There was no concern in the days of old. Shim yatmen akadeir aslamach l'chashecha. That if you do it right before evening, yavol adei tikkun ki al it's going to be mesukan. You have to wait till the next day anyway. But here, in a few minutes, in a few hours. So therefore, the whole Kedei Rechaisa probably does not work. He quotes in the footnotes here a couple of postkim that do rely on it. Some say maybe it could work if you have a slow cooker. If somebody makes their chalent in a slow cooker, which really doesn't cook, and it really takes many hours. So then maybe Kedei Rechaisa could help there. And he quotes that from Rav Simcha Bunim Kom, Rabbi Willig. So maybe if it's in a slow cooker, one can. He writes in the Shabbos kitchen, it is permissible to put raw meat in a crock pot without any blech immediately before Shabbos, provided that one is certain the food will not be ready for the evening meal. If it's on high, it could very well be ready. Moreover, even with a pot of partially cooked food, it's sufficient to put one piece of raw meat to exempt the entire pot. So that is one important issue of Kedera Chaisa and whether it's Lamaisa today. The other issue to mention is Machlu Ben Drusoi. Just to review that a little bit, we spoke about this in Bishul Daraisa, but just to review it again. And that is, what is the definition of Machlu Ben Drusoi? That basically means edible in halacha. When something is Machlu Ben Drusoi, Ben Drusoi was the bandit that always ate on the run. So once it reaches that level, that's called edible. What is Machlu Ben Drusoi? Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi Rambam. Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi, Shabbos Daf Chaf, source number 21, Rashi says, a third cooked. A third cooked is Machlu Ben Drusoi. Rambam, half cooked. Half cooked. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos tes hay lo nisbal gevar zavon nisbasho kulo chatzi bishol chayif. Chatzi bishol chayif. So what do we paskin like? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says lechatchila yishvi machmir. So lechatchila, in order to leave something, if you paskin like Hanani, in order to leave something lechatchila, it should be half cooked. Lechatchila. B'di'evet, if one needs a third. But that's the halacha, we should try to be machmir. Afa pisha b'divrei sof machlar ha-meikol, even though this is a din d'rabbanan, the whole issue of shehiyah, but still, mishum chomer Shabbos, sorach lizor l'chadchila, but because of the chomer of Shabbos, even the d'rabbanans of Shabbos, we spoke a few weeks ago about the special category of shvusim, because of that, you know, we should be machmir. B'di'evet, yesh lahatir, if it's a third. Right? And that's what we say, l'chadchila, we should be machmir, whichever way the chumrah turns out. Right? And that is a half or a third. And the Mishnah Berurah also says that in Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkat Alam Ches, Yesh omrim chatzi bishul, yesh omrim shlish bishul, val shulchan aruch lekaman, sasam chatzi bishul, v'makam atchak, efshar, diyesh lo hakel. The question is, though, how do you measure half and a third cooked? How do you measure that? The Chazon Ish says, and the Piskei Tshuva quotes it, you measure it in time. If something takes 3 hours to cook, then half cooked is after an hour and a half. And a third cooked is after an hour. That's how the Chazon Ish is mishaer. Imnis Bashel, reading it from the Piskei Tshuvas. Imnis Bashel called Tzarcha B'Beishos. If it cooks all in 2 hours, Arba'im Dakot, Im Shlush Bishulo, 40 minutes is the third. V'nirish Ha'ad Sh'atavshol Magiel Yatzol Ledespo, Inim Menacheshbet. But it only starts when it gets Yatzol Ledespo. You only start the clock by Yatzol Ledespo. That's when the cooking starts. V'tchilas Bishulo Mishash Yatzol Ledespo. But others say, and he quotes this, and it makes a lot of sense, others say that, why would you go by hours? Very often, a lot of the change in the cooking happens much more in the second half of the cooking than in the first half. In the first half, it's raw. Going from raw to half the time, much less happens than half to the whole time. And that's why he says, maybe you shouldn't go by time. You should just go by mamish edibility. Shahar be'pamim po'al abishol b'sofo yoser mikol zman abishol. V'yochol liyos shar barbeim dakot harishona shel abishol. The first 40 minutes, hu adayin pachot b'shlish b'shulo. The first 40 minutes, maybe it's not even a third cook yet. Right? You have to see if it's edible. You have to see if it's edible. That's it. Depends on the nature of the food, the extent of the edibility. That's what you go by. Shashir Zeh, the Archa Shabbos says, Shal machtas abishol e'efshar lanu l'sharo ela b'shir zman bishol v'lo be'echas abishol. That's what the Chazon Ish says. And he quotes on there, v'tzas sarach iyun. No, it's difficult. D'matzu yuh she'ikar richach ha'tavshol, the ikar softening of the tavshol, and the making it edible, nasib b'ergoam achronim shel abishol. Right, the second half, much more happens. And therefore, one has to go by the edibility mamish, not just the time. Adkan, first part of the shiur, first half of the shiur, and that is all the background. So now we have to relate this to our kitchens. Relate this to our kitchens. Leaving food before Shabbos. What are the options? Leaving it on an oven, meaning on top of burners. Leaving it inside an oven. Leaving it on a hot plate. And leaving it in a crock pot. Those are the four. Right, the first three are discussed here. I'll lay it in the crock pot. It's the same yisodos. So remember, Chananya, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, Chananya. But an issue that comes up, number one, gas stoves, where you have the burners. What's the issue? Okay, so we pass like the Rabbanan, and you should cover. What do you cover? So in the days of old, the fire was the source of the heat, and it was what you adjust. In our burners, the burners are the fire, but you adjust the knobs. So, what do you cover? What do you cover? So, four shitas in the Aposkim. Four shitas, right? The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses. We're going to discuss this more in the next year by Achzara. The Shulchan Aruch says if you have a fire, you want to put something on a fire on Shabbos, you could turn over a pot, and put the pot of full food on top of the empty upside down pot. That's what the Shulchan Aruch describes in Reish Nun Gimel Gimel. We'll get to that by the Shem in the next year. What's called Kedera Agabe Kedera. So, relating to that, you see, there's a concept of covering a fire. Not just the coals, as it's described in the Mishnah. You see, about covering the fire. So, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this is the Minhag HaOlam. There's something called, not as common today as it was, I remember when I was growing up, a blech. A blech, a metal sheet that goes on top of the burners. Says Rav Moshe, that's fine. That's called garuf v'katum. That's called covered. So you want to be machmir like the Rabbanan, and even like Chananya, if it's not machlo ben drusoy, how do you cover? You put on the metal. You put on the metal piece on the fire. That is a heker. Says Rav Moshe in Source 28, in Arachayim, Lachain ein heker gadol mizeh umutter. There's no greater heker. Shebetanuri agaz ein machasin l'olam mishol bishol. Nobody ever cooks like this. Nobody ever. You're going to see that. Oh, it's Shabbos. It's the greatest reminder in the world. Rav Moshe says, though, you know what? L'chanchila also, you should also cover the knobs. Me'ikra didn't just the fire. But we adjust knobs, so therefore, you should also do the knobs if possible. Also do the knobs if possible. L'fize af belo kisi gamal ha'kaftor me'ikra din. What's the parallel to the gzeira of the Rabbanan? The heat source. Cover the fire. That's all you have to do. That's me'ikra din. But because the knobs is nowadays how we adjust, so it makes sense to have that l'chanchila if it's possible. So that is Rav Moshe Shita. Yoser Tov Shakisa, that's why people are blessed, which is bent at the edge, so it goes over the knobs too. If you don't have that, then just put tinfoil over the knobs. Yoser Tov Shakisa Shapach HaMetaz Yichasa Gamasa Kaftorim Kedei Shaheker Yegam B'makam Achitui Kamo Akatum. That's Rav Moshe. Maybe you won't focus on the blech if it's not covering the knobs. That is Rav Moshe. If you look in Rav Tzion Abba Shaul, the truth is Or Letzion. It's similar to Rav Moshe, but he says he's not even into the lechatchila covering the knobs. The parallel of the gzera of the Rabbanon is fire. Cover the fire, and that's all you got to do. Right? He was asked, Hanosi michse pach al gabe ha'esh. You want to leave ochel there. You have to take off the knobs or cover them. He says, make her a din no. Doesn't even quote a lachadchila. But the other way doesn't work, right? You can't just take off the knobs. I'm telling you, you don't have to do the knobs. You can't just do the knobs. You have to cover the fire itself. So that's similar to, it's two sheetahs, but it's really similar, basically covering the fire, and maybe the schadchila covering the knobs. Rav the Chazon Ish here does not like a blech. He says a blech is not called a covered fire. Maybe partially because a blech, a covered fire has to lessen the heat, and the tin might even make it even hotter. And he says, what about that Shulchan Aruch, about the pot? No, that's because there's space. There's space. That's the heter. We'll get to the Kedera Gavikdera, but we'll get to next time. But there's airspace. The top pot is far away. That's why. That's the heter. It's not just covered fire. Right? A regular covered fire, you put a piece of metal on a fire, that's not good enough, says the Chazon Ish. In Source 30, Lamed Zayin Yud Aleph, Mikol Makom, Lo Chashiv, Kedin Nasan Kedera Rekan Asal Akira, Lahafsik, Da'acha Lo Havirak Kekisi Asakira. No, that's not... It's like you're putting it on the fire, and therefore he does not think that that is a covered fire, but most poskim do not hold of that. Most poskim, like the Yalkut Yosef and Rav Moshe and others, all say that a blech is fine to be a covered fire. What other shitas are there? There is a Sefer Menuchas Ahava on Hilcha Shabbos who discusses that Me'ikar Adin, because the whole gzeira is about adjusting, and nowadays we don't adjust anything with the flame itself. We just adjust with the knobs, so maybe just covering the knobs would be enough. Just covering the knobs, even if you're not covering the fire. He quotes that Menuchas Ava, V'chein efshel lahakel b'kisya kaftorim. Right, this was against what we saw before in Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul. He says, maybe you could just cover the knobs. L'chadchila is better to cover the fire. L'chadchila also the fire, but the ikker is the knobs. And the same thing quoted from Rabbi Eider, quotes from Rav Aaron Cutler, that maybe even l'chadchila. Maybe he says, "Shamati b'shem Rav Aaron Cutler to betanurim didon after tov shagama ishi emechuse." It's good to have the fire covered, but ha'ikar hu kisi kaftorim, and therefore b'di'eved b'makam shekasha. If it's hard to cover the fire, we'll get to inside ovens or some other case. Just the knobs is okay. Others, the Rav Osner, Rav Moshe Stern, the Be'er Moshe quote that they think it's an ikar adin of both. Ikar adin is the fire and the knobs. So the most machmir is the ikar adin is the fire and the knobs. That's one sheet of the Shevet Alevi and the Be'er Moshe. You have, on the other side, you have maybe just the fire, Rav Moshe, maybe just the knobs, Rav Aaron Cutler and the Menuchas Ava. Even though both of them kind of say that you should do the other one, lechadchila as well. So that's in terms of shihia on top of a fire. So again, cover the flame. Cover the flames. Next, which also, again, is a little harder for glass top. Because then I'm not sure if you could put the metal on top of it. That might ruin it. So you have to figure out another way. They have these special covers to put on it. But putting it directly on would be a problem. If you want to be lechadchila like the Rabbanan. Next, what about inside an oven? We're totally not talking now about putting something inside an oven on Shabbos. That's the next year. That's Hachzara. But what about leaving things inside an oven from before Shabbos? So again, if you turn off the oven, many people put their oven on high right before Shabbos. And then right before Shabbos, they turn it off and they just leave things inside. That's not an oven anymore. That's off, right? And that's not a problem. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where an oven is still on. An oven is still on. So again, you're only allowed to use it first, according to 99% of the poskim, if there's some type of Shabbos mode. Because opening an oven, besides the issue with the Rabbanan of Shehiya, you have to, A, what about the temperature is going to go down right when you open it? Maybe there's a light on. Maybe there's other electronic things, the thermostat. So many say that that is... you know, that would be a separate problem. So we only get to this discussion if there is a Shabbos mode. There is a Heter quoted, you have it later on, the Yalkut Yosef says maybe the whole thing is, even if it's not on a Shabbos mode, you open it, you don't want the cold air to go in, so it's called a psikresha de lo nichale, and you know, it's grumma, and a couple of other studim lahakel. So yeah, there is a shita out there that says that even if it's not on the Shabbos mode, that's not the generally accepted shita. The Shemir Shabbos and others say no, one cannot open the oven in that if there's no Shabbos mode, unless if there's lights it's a problem. But if it's just mitzad the oven, so you might say, well, maybe wait till the oven's on. If you wait till the oven's on, so then maybe you'd be able to go, because that's again continuing the status quo. Which one is allowed to do? And that if you skip for a moment to source number 40, the Shmir Shabbos says that, Ulam Tanur Chashmali, if you're stuck, and again, if there's a light that goes on, you can't. But if there's no light that goes on, it's just the issue is just the thermostat, it's just the heat. So when you hear the fire on, open it, and then the fire continues to be on. Mutu Luftoach Ezel Satanur, Ach Verak Bizman Sheyadua, Sha Veskfar Hif'il Satanur. The Yadu, and it's known, Shagam Ein Shum Pilus Chashmali. There's nothing more electric that happens when you open the door. That's the only possibility. But generally, we should just only use it if there is a type of Shabbos mode which controls the thermostat. So, forgetting that issue for now, what about the Drabbanan of Shehiya? So, Shem Yechata. So, what about adjusting? So, here it's a little harder. Oh, you could cover the flame with a blech, right? But what do you do here? So, the Shmir Shabbos says, Tanur, gaz, or chashmal, asher muskan bo kaftor miyuchal matzav Shabbat, mutar lashoso besocha ochal. You can leave ochal in it beforehand, from before Shabbos. The question is, what about adjusting? So that's the discussion here in the Yalkut Yosef. So maybe here it's hard to cover the fire. So cover the knobs. He quotes. Yesh machmirim lachasos, or one might say that if it's on a Shabbos mode, I can't control anything. So maybe that itself is called garfakatim. There are those that say that. Therefore, you don't have to cover anything. It's garfakatim. It's covered. You can't control anything. Others, no. Well, you could undo the controls. So there are those that say you should still, even if it's on Shabbos mode, you should cover the knobs. Maybe you should leave. The Yalkut Yosef says write a sign that says Shabbos. So again, Rav Moshe does not like that lechatchila. He talks about an oven insert, which most do not have today, some like type of box that you put into the oven. But in any case, that might be a case to rely on the Rav Aaron Cutler and others that to cover the knobs me'ikir adin. Again, if it's machlo ben drusoi me'ikir adin, you don't need anything because Chananya. This is if we want to be machmer, like we try to do, like the Rabbanan, that up until Mitztamik Veralo, we try to cover, so then you should at least cover the knobs here, do the best you can to leave things in from before Shabbos. And Lechora, the same thing would be with a warming drawer. A warming drawer, again, if it's on a Shabbos mode, if a warming drawer does not get the Yasso lettuce bow, there's nothing to talk about. Right, it's all mutter. But if it gets the Yasso lettuce bow, so then leaving things, again, we're going to get to Hachzara next week, by the Hashem, next year. But at least in terms of Shehiya, it would be okay if you leave some type of hecker. Again, some posts can say, just automatically on Shabbos mode, you can't adjust anything, so it's already considered covered, right? There's no chash. But it seems like Hachila, maybe to do something, leave a sign, some type of hecker. Some of the hecker that's the Orcha Shabbos says, Lahadvik Niyar Devek al Kaftar, Shemaybir Nesachom, do something like that. Good. So this is in terms of ovens. So we discussed burners and ovens. What about a hot plate? That's the next one. A hot plate on page 150. Electric hot plates. The hot plates that we have, most places have, is that there are no knobs. Just plug it in. There's no way to adjust. So most poskim assume that that's called for shehiya purposes. It's called a covered flame, and therefore you can put stuff directly on the hot plate. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Ulam Plata Chashmalita Miuchedes LaShabbos Shalin Plata Hamiuedes LaShmor Achom Achel. Nobody cooks on there, and it keeps up the heat. Ve'in Regilim Lavashel Aleha Ve'gam Ef Shal Ha'Haglos Midas Achom. You can't adjust and increase the heat. Eina tuuna kisui nosaf does not need another kisui. You don't have to put anything on top of the hot plate. You might want to so it doesn't burn. You can leave things here from before Shabbos. And he quotes that from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who writes in the footnotes, the fact that you leave it on here, it's already considered garafakatum, covered, because you can't adjust anything. And there's no shem yachata. And the Yalkut Yosef also says the same thing. Rav Yashiv is more machmer. He thinks that no, you need to line it with aluminum foil. The Archa Shabbos quotes this from Rav Yashiv, but again, that is that you need some type of hecker and chatzitza. The Rabbanim warrant machalik, but again, most assume that we don't that we are not machmer for that. The last one to mention that's not here in the book is crockpot. A crockpot. That's the most common way to make challen. So, a crockpot. I have the according to many, it's already edible. It's already very good, but pashtus is mavushal. It's mitzamik v'yafalo overnight. Mitzamik v'yafalo. So if one wants to be machmer lechadchila, like the rabbanan lechora, one should line the entire inside of the crockpot with tinfoil for shehia. Again, lechadchila meikir adin. We paskin like Hananya. And again, if somebody's planning to take chalent out on Shabbos and wants to put the crockpot back in, then for sure it's going to have to be covered on the inside. But this is, what if not? What if I'm going to take the challah out tomorrow morning once and not put it back in? So just shehiya purposes. So l'chadchila, l'chor, one should still line it. We're going to learn a shita about maybe it's already considered covered because the coils are underneath the metal. That's a big shechidish. Pashas is that one should line the inside and cover the knob. And cover the knob, l'chadchila, for leaving the challah there from before Shabbos. If it wasn't, then me'ikar adin, you know, one goes to somebody's house and it's not lined the inside, me'ikar adin is mutter, because we pass on Hananya, like we said, the Rama says me'ikar adin, and you have that sheet to rely on, that maybe it's already considered a covered fire, but we will see more. Again, we'll learn that the crock pot has to do with shehia, has to do with hachzara, I will learn, and famously, it has to do with hatmana, Rav Shlomo Zalman's last psak that he gave to Rav Nevenzal, we'll see, in terms of the crockpots and Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, we will stop here. This takes us through shiur number 3 in volume 18, the first of the Derabanan, Shehiya. We have to do Hachzara and Hatmana coming up. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Rami and Rebecca Leifer in memory of Captain Daniel Peretz, Zichrono Levracha, who was Moser Nefesh for Am Yisrael on the 7th of October. He fought valiantly, Dot al Kiddush Hashem, and he really should be a Melech Yosher. Unbelievable. Machim and Shemayim for all of those, for Daniel and all of those who have been Moser Nefesh for all of us over the last couple of months. We should see Besoros Tovos, Yeshuos, Venechamos.